Hey guys, my name is Bernie.
My name is Yasmin, and you're listening to the Fashion Fopa podcast.
This is the podcast where we have candid conversations with industry professionals about the fashion industry. It's a mouthful, I know.
You can find us on Instagram at the Fashion Fopa podcast, and individually
at King Bernie with two E's at the end,
and at Yasisaya on Instagram.
If you're listening to this on Apple Podcasts, be sure to leave us a review. And if you didn't know,
we're on YouTube as well now. So now that you do know, be sure to subscribe.
All of our information will be in the show notes, like always.
Once again, this is the Fashion Fopa podcast.
Let's get on with the episode.
Hi, guys. It's Bernie.
And Yasmin.
Welcome back to the Fashion Fopa podcast. This is a space where we have candid conversations with industry professionals. We're back. It's season two.
We are back.
How are you feeling?
Ooh, I'm feeling excited, but also like I have to like get used to it again. I feel like I'm going to be rusty.
I feel rusty, but also this is like a little different because we have cameras here.
Yeah. Now. And we're in
studio. We have an audience. Mm-hmm. Kind of changes from the bedroom.
Right. From my bedroom
specifically. That we were recording in before. Mm-hmm.
But it feels good. It feels like a new start. It feels profesh, you know?
Yeah.
A little bit. Big girl shit.
Corporate shit. Bit.
Yeah.
So since the last time we spoke, there's been a lot of things that's happened. It's been like,
yes.
When was the last episode? Okay. August?
August was the last episode.
Yeah.
And the last that you would have heard from us on that episode was promoting the celebration of season one wrap party event that we were having. Yeah. And it happened.
It happened. It was our first event. It was great.
Mm-hmm. Y'all sold out.
Yeah.
Which was amazing.
Ooh.
It was, it was all types of things, but it was really fun.
It was so fun. First of all, I'm super grateful for everyone who showed up.
Yeah.
We had some people. Ones. Yo, for real. MVPs.
Mm-hmm.
We had a few performances from some of our favorites. Mm-hmm. So much love to Nathan, Sandra, Apollo the Child, Maya,
yep.
To the JTEM team for having us, mm-hmm. Octave specifically,
yep.
Jen and Dave, the sound people, everybody.
Everyone. Nikki. Nick, yep.
Evan
for videography, Mag for photography.
Yeah.
All of our friends who showed up and showed out.
And the people from the community. Everybody was dressed to the nines. We had a little
dress code
theme, mm-hmm. and everybody came
correct,
yes, except for one, but we shall not talk about that.
Who didn't come in the theme?
Octave.
Oh. Right, wearing a green flannel of all things, but it's fine.
It's fine
We appreciate you anyway.
Yeah. What else happened
at, you mean at the event,
just in general,
or what? Oh, what else has been going on since then?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, since we last recorded, we have moved officially.
Yeah.
We moved.
That's crazy. So,
it was actually announced at the event, not under our own will. Thank you, Sandra, for that.
But we moved from Ottawa to Montreal officially. Mm-hmm. I don't know, just taking a leap of faith.
Yeah. And really just diving ourselves into all the possibilities that can be where we can, well, it's a better growth opportunity for us in the industry, building up our network here now, and it made sense for the podcast to still continue while being here.
Yeah. So. And then now we're in this beautiful space, mm-hmm. at Group Chat Studios.
Shout out to Group Chat Studios. And thank Yasin. You for having us.
Yeah. And Bernard.
And Bernard.
What else has been happening work-wise? I mean,
yeah,
I've career-wise. Been doing a lot of creatives and freelancing and being on some really cool sets.
Yeah.
So grateful.
Had the pleasure of assisting her on some of these sets. They were very fun.
I feel a little drained because I've been doing a lot of creatives, which they're fun,
mm-hmm.
but they're draining.
Mm-hmm. A lot of brain work.
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to do a creative for a while, because especially like in the month of October and November, which is when we're recording, I mean, the mm-hmm. time frame that we're recording right now, I did like maybe six.
Yeah, you've done a lot.
Seven, maybe something around that line. And it just kind of like all came together. And I was like, okay, sure, like, let's do this.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really proud of the work that I've been producing. I feel like I'm producing some work.
Fire shit.
Yeah, some like work that I'm actually like, this is where I want to, I feel like I'm developing my sound. Like, for lack of a better word, I feel like I'm developing my visual identity, which is super exciting because I feel like when I first started, I was just producing content.
Yeah.
Instead of now, I'm just like, okay, I'm being more intentional with my work.
Yeah. Like, first it was really just producing. Now you really feel like you're
creating
something.
So I can have like experience, just so I can have something on my portfolio, you know? But now it's like, I feel like I have something that's more like me and like the type of stuff I want to create. So
do you feel like you're like telling a story now through your content ish?
I feel like I'm getting to a point where it's like, you'll see my work and you know that it's me.
Yeah. That's true.
That's where I want to get. Like, where it's like
way more recognizable.
Yeah.
Now.
Where it's like undeniable. Like, that's Bernie.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where I'm kind of getting at, which is really exciting. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that's important as an artist in general to have your sound, for lack of a better word.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's where I'm at.
Okay. Nothing else career wise since then or since?
I mean, not really. Just a lot of freelancing. Yeah, true. And
where am I?
Yours journey is a little bit more complicated.
Mine was a little different, but it's kind of funny because we've sort of switched spots as of lately when it comes to like employment, so to speak. But I was working for one company when I got here, and then that ended abruptly. Mm-hmm. And then got another job after about 3 months of being unemployed. Mm-hmm. So from August to November, right, because it was after Halloween. So from August to November, unemployed, doing some freelance work here and there, some assisting work with you, assisting work.
Okay, let me tell you something. If you're a freelancer, you're not unemployed.
Yeah, that's true.
Let's just say that.
That's true. But yeah, doing some freelancing work in the meantime while I found something that was more 9 to 5, more like consistent, and got a job in November working for a more corporate company, and quit that job after 3 weeks because I found something better. And today was actually my last day, so. So after this, we're getting an espresso mark because. Yeah.
If you know us, you know, that's our shit, espresso mar.
It's our drink.
For me, espresso mar with Bailey's in it.
Yeah, I'll just take the espresso mar. If not that, you could see me with a Mai Tai, or if we're Ajitem, then a mango mule, most likely. So yeah,
for me, it's espresso mar wherever I go.
But yeah, got a new job recently. I start Monday. It's going to be a fun one, I think. The team is like pretty much all women from what I'm understanding, and they're all like more so within my age group, so it's gonna be easier to relate to people more. And I'm gonna be occupying a role of, you know, basically their new influencer marketer, so that should be fun.
Up
my alley.
Question for you, how did you feel like when you first moved to Montreal and just like all of the, like, what was the feelings going through, because all the turbulence, all the ups and downs,
for lack of a better word.
Yeah.
I mean, when I first got here in August, literally the day after the event happened is when I moved here again.
Mm-hmm.
It was definitely a lot of like, it was just like everything started right when I arrived, because within 2 days I started the job that I was occupying at the time.
Mm-hmm.
I was in the process of moving into my apartment currently, but I was staying with family in the meantime before we were able to actually move into the unit. And so it was very nonstop. It was go, go, go. I probably didn't sleep properly or really like relax for a good like 2 weeks that I was first here. And it was kind of a blessing in disguise, honestly, that that job didn't work out, because I feel a lot better now that I'm not as like overwhelmed from that whole thing.
It was a lot.
It was a lot. I'm not going to dive into it because this is in the past. It's neither here nor there now. But we're doing better now. We're doing a lot better now. But now that I feel like it's been a few months, I've gotten my groove. I feel good to be here. It feels like I'm home again, you know. Mm-hmm. It feels good to like be back into, or being able to start back getting into something that I really like enjoy with the new job that I'll be occupying, and having the opportunity to have like been on sets as well since I've been here doing creative work. Like, I don't feel super stuck. Mm-hmm. I do feel kind of like I'm slowly getting re-inspired again for some things. Right. And the fact that we're getting back into recording, mm-hmm. is even better, and we've spent a lot of time together since we've both been here.
Yeah.
Outside of work related things, which we weren't doing before.
That's true.
So it feels good. Like, I've been spending a lot of time, like intentional time, with friends, family, and then with work, like really putting all of my energy into all three things. So mm-hmm. it's been good. And creatively as well, like with writing, because I was able to actually get back into it a little bit since we've been back. So, but it's been fun, you know. It's been turbulent, but it's been good. Yeah. Had a trip in September with two of my best friends, which was amazing.
Yeah.
Europe was wow. I have the travel bug now. Now I want to go back and book a trip somewhere. Yeah. But soon to come. Hopefully sooner rather than later.
Cute.
Yeah, that's been me so far.
Love that for you. Mm-hmm. I feel like when I moved, I was like, I'm not the type of person to have like expectations. I'm super like mellow about everything.
Mm-hmm. Not sometimes to say that like stresses nonchalant. Me out that you are mellow. About
stuff. I'm super like, I don't really crack under stress and everything. And no. I feel like I was under, not that I was under a lot of stress, but I was under a lot of stressful situations.
Yeah.
And I feel like my body is like, this month, I feel like I'm like my body is like reacting to this, you know,
to the stress.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So it's not like a lot of good things and stuff. But at the same time, I feel like it was good that I kind of took a break.
Yeah, you needed a break.
Work, because I was like go go go, like back and forth from one place to another, beyond this place and that. There was a lot happening. Like mm-hmm. obviously, I was grateful for it, but at the same time, I was just like, yo, I need a break. Like yeah, at some point, it was like too damn much, you know.
Uh-huh.
And it's just like, am I making enough money to be doing all this stuff?
Ooh, not really. Triggered. Wow.
So
that triggered me.
It was nice to take like a break and to kind of like recalculate and just like rest. Like for the most time, like when I was not working, mm-hmm. I was literally just resting, and I was doing like creatives and things like that, which yeah. like does count as work.
Yeah.
But actually, retract that. It does count as work, so I was not actually resting.
I was going to say, because as much as like, obviously, for those of you who don't know, like, doing a creative, like, for the most part, unless the people who are producing this, they got the guap to, you know, want to pay you, you're not getting paid on a creative set. No one's making money. You're just producing for a portfolio, but it's still, you're doing work. You're putting in hours to do this.
Yeah, and I had, like, a lot of creatives recently, and it was, like, back to back.
Back to back to back to back to back.
Every weekend.
Yeah.
And I think that one weekend I was not doing a creative, I was in Ottawa for work.
Yeah, for a panel.
Yeah, so.
No, you still did a creative the day before, or the day that you left for that panel.
Anyways.
Yeah.
Apparently, I don't know what rest is, and I thought that was rest, but now that I speak about it, definitely mm-hmm. was not rest.
Nope.
But I think it did give me time to like reflect, because when I was not working, I was more like, you know, I was not like always running around, you know, and kind of like on work mode. So that was nice. Yeah. So we also have questions that some people asked us from pod.
Mm-hmm. I thought we were going to talk about things to come for the season before going into the questions.
My bad.
That's okay. That's why I'm here.
Or we can do the question before and then at the end things to come.
Yeah, I guess that kind of makes sense in that order.
Okay.
But we got we asked some of you guys some questions, or we both asked on stories and on the podcast stories, which if you don't follow the Instagram already, it's at the Fashion Football Podcast.
We made it easy for you. So
it's going to be in the show notes. It's in the links. So you have no excuse but to follow it. Thank you very much.
Shameless plug.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So someone asked if you can wow. If you could only have 5 items in your wardrobe, what would they be?
Mm.
Don't think about it. Just say it. Okay. I feel like it's one of those questions you have to just say.
All right. Only be impulsive about it. A leather jacket. Mm-hmm. Obviously.
Yeah.
A good pair of black trousers.
Mm-hmm.
A good bodysuit, preferably a long sleeve. I'm a sleeve girl.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also like cold majority That's of the three. Year. Good pair of black boots.
Mm-hmm.
That I can wear year round. And
in this weather?
I mean, you know what I mean. Like going out boots that I can wear year round.
Okay.
And a solid pair of jeans that make all the assets look good.
Okay.
Yeah.
For me, I'd say a blazer, a mini skirt, boots, probably like some sort of jewelry. Rings.
Right. I didn't think of, but it was what?
The question was like wardrobe? Clothes. Okay, yeah. Clothes. Okay, so blazer, boots, what did I say?
Mini skirt.
Yeah, mini skirt for sure. Some sort of boot situation.
You said boot already.
That's four.
Okay.
And then last one, I'd say like a corset. I wear a lot. Corsets a lot, so probably a corset.
Okay.
Okay, what is the spiciest opinion that most people disagree on? So this is like fashion edition.
What is the spiciest opinion that we have that most people would disagree on?
I think that like, I don't like jeans. Like I.
Oh, right. I wouldn't, I don't know if I would call that a spicy opinion, but like, I guess a hot take.
Like I like, yeah, no.
Yeah,
jeans
you don't
not,
like jeans.
No, I don't wear them.
You don't like them to wear and you don't like them like on other people. Them.
Wow.
If you have us on TikTok, you know why I said that.
Yeah. I don't like jeans. Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, like, if you're going to do jeans, like, wear nice jeans. But I feel like most people don't wear nice jeans. So I just don't like jeans. Like, don't wear them.
I thought and of, like, two different things in my head just now while
I know
we're talking
what you
about
jeans. I literally knew what, I know what you're thinking about. And then also, like, I feel like you can have, like, you can get, like, cheap trousers.
Yeah.
And they still look good. But you can't really get cheap jeans that still look good.
No.
Like, you need to get, if you're going to get jeans, like, you need to
invest.
Pay. You need to invest. Minimum. And then even then, they don't look that great. So, yeah, I don't like jeans.
I feel attacked. I'm wearing jeans right now.
Yeah,
but
it is what it is.
Okay. Spicy take, fashion-wise. Oh, I have, like, two different ones. Because these are just things that if I could burn these items physically and never see these things again on the internet.
That's intense.
Okay.
Let's talk about
First thing. Please. These godforsaken clear heels, they gotta go.
Oh, yeah.
I hate.
She, guys, I don't think there's anything Yasmin hates more than that. Genuinely.
I hate clear heels. I'm sorry. It looks so cheap to me.
She doesn't like if it's like a clear strap, a clear heel, a clear like base, whatever
Nothing.
It is.
Nothing. Because even if you have the combo of like the full clear where it's the clear strap and the clear heel where I see the metal of the shoe, of the construction of the shoe, what is that?
That's crazy. She doesn't like when it's like a transparent, like, you know what I mean? Like color.
That's even worse to me. It looks like a costume shoe. I picked it up at Party Mart. That's what you're telling me.
That's crazy.
But those and it's a brand in particular, but they make these dresses that when you order them, it looks like it should be on a doll. And then it stretches out when you put it on because of whatever the fabric is. But if you know the brand Poster Girl, you know exactly what I'm talking about. If you watch Love Island, you know exactly what dress I'm talking about or what style of dresses I'm talking about.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm going to pull up a picture right now.
Okay.
Because these dresses, if I never see them again. I'll see. Deg.
Okay.
Anyways.
Second question is, what's the most important thing you've learned in your life so far?
Oh my God, that's a deep question.
That's deep.
That's very deep. Why do us like that?
I mean, I don't know. What's the most important thing I've learned in my life so far? I'd say it's just, I don't know. Don't listen to people. Just do you. I don't know.
True.
Like, drink some water. Take a trip. Spend money. I don't know. Like,
take a trip.
like, you know,
this whole Instagram, these are the dresses that they make, and I absolutely
hate all of these. I've seen those. Yeah.
Ugh. Anyways,
what would you answer to that question?
Deep ass question. What was the question again? What's the most important
thing you've learned in your life so far? Just do you.
Honestly.
Oh, it's not that deep.
Yeah.
That's the one.
That's a good one. It's not that deep. And also, like, if it's not going to matter in 5 minutes, 5 months, let alone 5 years, let that shit go.
Let it go.
Let it go.
Let it go.
Can't hold it back anymore. Yeah. Just let shit, okay, let shit be where it was.
This is like a three-part question, actually.
Oh.
So we're going to end it off with this.
Okay.
What was your life like before learning it?
Before learning that lesson?
Yeah.
A lot of overthinking.
You still overthink.
Yeah.
To this day.
To this day. a lot more overthinking.
Okay.
And a lot of really wanting to, like, please others and not thinking about what I want.
That's a good one. I mean, I'm not really an overthinker, so no. I guess it just made it worse, like, to the point where I'm just, like, to the point where I'm just, like, even more.
I don't
more
give a heck. What's that song?
I don't care.
Oh, I don't even care.
I don't give a shit, though. Okay. part three of that question, how have you been feeling about your life? Okay, how have you been feeling about your life after learning it? I, like, glitched for a second.
How have you been feeling, about your life after learning that lesson?
Yeah.
I
feel like, for me, life is just chiller. I don't take anything personal. It's,
I thought you were
bad.
I was really hoping you were going to quote Future for a second. Life is good, man.
No, for real, life is good.
I thought you were
going to
say that.
There's many things Future said.
We don't promote the Toxic Kings, but...
That's one of the things he said that, yes.
That's probably one of the only few things he said that makes sense.
That's crazy.
But anyways, how's my life been since learning that lesson?
Yeah.
I feel like it's just been more me-centered, like, more intentional. I'm like, I'm really doing things for me and
more
what
grounded.
I want. Yeah, more grounded.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like don't overthink. I sometimes do, but it's more like internal. It's not something I outwardly express.
You don't.
So I feel like I'm really good at, like, self-regulating and self-soothing. And I feel like because I'm like, oh, it's not that deep, I can do that quicker.
Fair enough.
That's how my life has been. Just better with self-regulating and self-soothing.
Mm.
Wow. That was so African of you. Jeez.
Oh my god. Anyways, well, thank you for the questions, guys.
Thank you
for the submissions, and
that was fun.
That was very fun.
We should do that more.
We should do that more. We need more people to respond more when we ask these questions, but we'll get to the engagement another time, you know. Season 2. We're officially here now.
Yeah.
So what do we want to tell the people of what they can
expect
from us?
That's crazy. I hate the word expectations. Don't.
True.
Don't expect anything
from us.
No, just for real.
Just be pleasantly surprised when it comes.
Does, yeah. But I will say that perhaps, maybe, potentially, there will be more videos.
Mm-hmm.
I don't promise that we'll look this good every time. But there'll be more videos.
To put that in shorter term, as you are already aware, we do have a YouTube channel for the podcast now. So
it'll be linked.
Yeah, it'll be linked. Video content may or may not be there throughout the season.
It will be there.
Okay. Well, just didn't know if you wanted to be mysterious about it or not. It will be there. You'll see us more this season, that's for sure.
Yeah. We have, like, a couple of really cool people that we've been talking to in Montreal that we'll have on the pod
as guests. Yeah,
so we're excited for that. And some people outside of the country. We're going international now.
We're going a little international now for some of the guests. So it's going to be exciting.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to the interviews that we're going to have in studio with some of the guests.
Yeah. But it's still going to be the same, like, candid vibe. Like, we really want you guys to feel like you're having coffee with us. Lately. Yeah.
Or you're having a drink with us.
Yeah. Maybe more of a drink.
Yeah. I'd say, well, okay, maybe for Fashion Faux Pas, it's coffee. And then for After Hours, it's a drink.
Now, what is After Hours, Yasmin? Yeah.
What is After Hours? That's a great question. Why did Bernie? You? Thank you for asking.
Since you want to tell everybody, you can go.
I'm sorry. But After Hours is something that we hinted at slash announced before we completely wrapped up season one. And
did we?
I think so. I know we announced it at the event.
I don't recall
along the lines at the event. But After Hours is an extension. It's a second podcast that we have launched but have yet to start recording for. And it is going to be...
It's not launched yet.
No, it's not, technically it's not launched yet. It's on a soft launch right now.
Not even. It's...
We have the Instagram account.
Yeah.
So it's on it's a bit of a soft launch.
And the logo.
But
that's about it.
That's where we will be talking our shit. Wow. So, you know, if you want to catch us even more candid than we already are over here.
Yeah, this is more like, it's going to be more of a like lifestyle.
Just talking. Kickback. Just really chatting.
Yeah, and less career focused.
Way less fashion focused for sure. Probably not even fashion focused at all. Yeah,
because as much as we love what we do.
We don't live, breathe, eat this every single day.
Yeah, and like capitalism is not going to have me on by my neck. I'm sorry.
No, it won't. So, you know, it'll be a way more chill one, way more fun one to record. We'll be doing a lot of solo episodes, but we will have friends on here and there. So, yeah,
That should be interesting. But essentially, like, the whole idea is for FOPA Canada, which we, I guess, will see what this is going to be all about as we grow.
How would you describe what FOPA Canada is to people who don't know?
I don't even know, to be honest. I feel like we're still trying to figure it out ourselves, like what we want it to be, but we really want it to be kind of a multifaceted platform.
Yeah. Like a community.
Yeah. That's community based.
Yeah.
So we're planning to have more events like the one that we had previously. We have one coming up.
Literally next week. Next week, by the time that we're recording this, we have our second event that we're doing.
I didn't realize it was next week.
Yeah, it is next weekend.
So, yeah, like more events and other things that we want to do in the next couple of years. So this is like a, it's not like a small project. This is like a life journey, I guess.
Yeah. So it's very stretched out, long project that's going to be going on.
We made a baby together.
We really did. Damn. Jeez.
It's almost a toddler.
I was going to say.
Almost a year old.
She's almost two.
A year old.
Right. I don't know why.
Because in that season case, two you're popped the dad, up. Because you don't even know your baby's name.
You're going to make people mad for that one.
My bad. I didn't say anything. Football Canada.
Yeah. Almost a toddler. We made a baby together.
Yeah.
Consensual baby together.
Yeah. Stop.
Anyways, let me stop. But
that was, I don't think I have anything else to say.
I don't think I have anything else to say there. And
on a fait le tour.
We really fait le tour du monde. For real. But that being said, you guys are going to see us again very soon and hear us again very soon.
Yeah.
And this was fun. I'm excited to continue and do this more in studio and just see.
That's a lot of ends.
See where the journey takes us for the rest of the season. I'm looking forward to the ride together.
Yeah, so.
And with you guys, obviously.
Same year. I hope you enjoy the season.
Yeah, I hope you enjoyed the episode. Hope you enjoyed the season. Follow along, and we'll see you guys on the next episode.
Remember, always love, always.
And always love.
that concludes today's episode.
We hope you've enjoyed it.
Before you leave, make sure to follow or subscribe wherever you're listening to us.
Leave us a review if you're on Apple Podcasts.
And catch us in an instant at the Fashion Fopa Podcast on Instagram and individually.
At Kane Burning with two E's at the end.
And at Yasisaya on Instagram.
Until next time, and remember, love always.
And always love.